Welcome to Darren Daily On Demand, your most trusted resource to help you become better every day. Here's your success mentor, Darren Hardy.
Imagine this, the promise of constant happiness, an unbroken stream of hedonic delights without any pain or struggle. It's tempting, right? That's exactly what philosopher Robert Nozick proposed in his thought experiment, The Experience Machine, or as you might know it, The Matrix. However, the question is, would a life of ceaseless pleasure be fulfilling, meaningful, and worth living without the contrast of struggle, strife, and pain? Let's dive into this paradox, okay? We often associate a good life with happiness, but is happiness truly the ultimate goal? Many claim it to be, but I vehemently disagree. In an episode of The Twilight Zone, a gangster dies and wakes up in a place that he perceives as heaven. It is filled with sex, money, and power, all his earthly desires. But soon, the ceaseless pleasure leads to boredom, aimlessness, despondency, and even hatred. The Twilight Zone twist is this. He thought he was in heaven, but he was actually in hell. Wouldn't we, too, eventually feel the same if we were plugged into this experience machine, trapped in an endless loop of pleasure, but void of genuine connections, authentic experiences, and purposeful struggle? Because what we yearn for isn't endlessly chasing moments of happiness. What we yearn for is to matter, to create, to build, and to impact those around us. Even though life outside the experience machine includes pain, hardship, and struggle, it is that very struggle that makes it worthwhile. It makes it real. It makes it authentic and worth it. To quote William Faulkner, given the choice between the experience of pain and nothing, I would choose pain. We encounter intriguing paradoxes every day. A person juggling a stressful job, multiple children, community work, and intricate relationships might seem overwhelming, yet ask them about their life and they will respond, "My life is wonderful." On the other hand, somebody surrounded by comfort and pleasure might respond, "My life is miserable. I'm terribly unhappy." So, what should we strive to maximize in our lives? Pleasure or purpose? Happiness or meaning? Well, pleasure and happiness might make your day, but purpose and meaning is what will make your life. Think about what you are pursuing. Think about how you are measuring your life. Do you answer the question, "How's life?" with a reflection about how happy you are or how good your life is, measured by purposefulness and fulfillment? And the question isn't about suffering or not suffering. Everybody will suffer, and life will bring all of us both pleasure and pain. The real question is about what you pursue and how you measure your success. Are you pursuing a meaningful existence, or are you pursuing hedonistic pleasures and happiness? And accept that a good life isn't necessarily always a happy one, but it is real. It is meaningful. It is soulfully satisfying, soulfully fulfilling, and it is infinitely more rewarding. As Viktor Frankl wrote in Man's Search for Meaning, what a man actually needs is not a tensionless state, but rather the striving and struggling for a worthwhile goal, a freely chosen task. So today, ask yourself, are you constantly seeking happiness or purpose? Are you constantly seeking pleasure or meaning? Are you ready to embrace the struggle to make your life truly fulfilling and rewarding? Your answers to these questions might redefine what a good life means to you.